Regina, the government of Saskatchewan's Crown most recent oil and natural gas public offering, held on December 3, raised $11,392,502 for the province, with the southeast region generating most of the activity. Of the 56 parcels posted across the province for this offering, 51 received acceptable bids, covering a total of 13,561.384 hectares. The average sale price was $840.07 per hectare. 46 of the 51 lease parcels were sold, bringing in $8,887,240 for 6,754.956 hectares, while the five available licenses were sold for $2,505,262, covering 6,806 hectares. The Southeast brought in $8,088,540 for 29 leases totaling 3,412.246 hectares, or $2,370.44 per hectare. 30 leases were available. Veren Inc. was the most active bidder in the region, picking up 9 leases for $3,961,331. These leases are all situated south of Kipling, near the northeastern boundary of the Viewfield Bakken sand oil pool. The highest bonus bid received from Veren Inc. on a lease in this area was $2,351,041, an average of $4,543.25 per hectare, for a 517.480-hectare lease located 18 kilometers south of Kipling. The highest dollars per hectare was $5,501.64 for a 129.766-hectare lease awarded to Millennium Land, 222, Limited, located 20 kilometers northwest of Alameda, within the Wilmar-Frobisher-Alida Beds oil pool. The total value was $713,925.82. Meanwhile, bidding in the West Central area reached $2,449,481 for 6 leases and 4 exploration licenses totaling 7,613.867 hectares, or $321.71 per hectare. The leases brought in $456,093 in bids, while the licenses generated $1,993,388. The licenses are located near the town of Etonia and were all awarded to Millennium Land, 111, Limited. One license located east of Etonia received a bid of $1,345,489, which was the highest bid on a parcel in the area. The highest bonus bid in dollars per hectare received on a lease in this area was $170,106.90, an average of $657.84 per hectare. This 258.584-hectare lease is located 2 kilometers east of Etonia and was awarded to Millennium Land, 222, Limited. In the Lloydminster area, 10 of the 13 available leases were sold for $844,480, an average of $346.39 per hectare for 1,660.575 hectare. The highest bonus bid and the highest dollars per hectare received on a parcel in this area was $511,874.17, an average of $658.47 per hectare. This 777.369-hectare exploration license was awarded to Millennium Land Limited and is located 19 kilometers northwest of Cutknife, near the Carruthers-Cummings sand oil pool. The highest bonus bid received on a lease in this area was $81,595.66, an average of $314.69 per hectare. This 259.289-hectare lease was awarded to Millennium Land, 444, Limited and is located 12 kilometers southeast of Neilberg, near the Fremont South Colony sand oil pool. Two leases located 9 kilometers east of Lloydminster, within the Aberfeldy South Sparky sand oil pool, received bids of $3,125 per hectare. One lease received a total bid of $50,487 and was awarded to Mammoth Land Services Limited, while the second lease was awarded to Scout Energy Limited with a total bid of $50,481.25. The Southwest region had two leases available, and one, a 97.327-hectare parcel, was sold for $10,000 or $102.75 per hectare. Fox Valley Resources Limited purchased the lease, located 4 kilometers southwest of the village of Fox Valley, adjacent to the Fox Valley Kantar Sand Oil Pool. After 5 public offerings this fiscal year, the provincial government has received $48,775,025 in revenue. The next offering is scheduled for February 4, 2025. There are 6 scheduled public offerings of oil and natural gas dispositions each fiscal year in Saskatchewan. Ministry of Energy and Resources says this process uses an open and competitive bidding system to issue oil and natural gas dispositions. Several factors affect public offering activity, including changes in oil and gas prices, land availability, geological and technological constraints, and various market conditions, the government said.